Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Bekerja di unit perawatan intensif adalah pilihan karier yang menuntut, terutama bagi mereka yang pernah mengalami kengerian perang. Namun seorang pengungsi yang melarikan diri dari Ethiopia mengatakan pelatihan dalam kondisi ekstrim memiliki banyak manfaat. Berikut penjelasannya. Fisaha Gobena dikenal oleh teman dan keluarganya sebagai Fish. Dia bekerja di unit perawatan intensif Monash Medical Center. Ini adalah pekerjaan yang sulit.
Very challenging. All the patients coming to ICU are very critically sick, and we make sure appropriate treatment is delivered to get the best outcome.
Bagi manajer unit pembantu perawat, bekerja di garis depan pusat medis di Melbourne berarti tetap tenang di bawah tekanan. Dan disitulah keunggulan Fish, menurut manajer perawat unit perawatan intensif Adrian Pendry.
I've worked with Fish for 17 years. When things are particularly hard in the unit, he is front and center. And often if we need to troubleshoot a difficult procedure, we know that we can grab Fish, given his background and experience in working in adverse conditions.
Fish dilatih menjadi perawat di kampung halamannya di Ethiopia. Dia lahir di provinsi Oromia dan dari suku Oromo, kelompok etnis terbesar di Ethiopia. Setelah lulus sebagai perawat, Fish dikirim ke sebuah kota di Ethiopia Barat, bergabung dengan klinik terpencil dengan sumber daya yang terbatas.
There's no medical equipment and very limited medication supply. We have to do what we can to save life. Issues are a lot of infectious diseases. So one of the big main issue is childbirth complications. Obstruction of labor is quite common. So you need to use those equipment. And they're very rusty. Rusty enough to cause a lot of infections.
Ini adalah awal yang sulit bagi seorang perawat muda, dan hilangnya nyawa yang tak terhindarkan sangat menyakitkan hatinya.
You sit and watch and you cry. There's nothing you can do. You get traumatized, but it's a part of your life. I don't even know this different life until I get here and see the health system in Australia.
Itu bukan satu-satunya kesulitan yang dia hadapi di Ethiopia. Oromia memiliki sejarah panjang kekerasan bersenjata dan kesenjangan sosial. Human Rights Watch melaporkan bahwa pertikaian yang terus berlanjut antara pemberontak dan pasukan pemerintah telah mengakibatkan pelanggaran serius terhadap Oromo dan komunitas minoritas.
It's always there, always never stop. Still today, things are getting worse to the point kids are getting slaughtered. Regardless of whether you are involved in politics or not, being Oromo, you are targeted.
Fish meninggalkan kampung halamannya setelah menolak bergabung dengan Corps Medis Militer.
I've been forced to join the army as a nurse to go and help wounded soldiers. I could have been killed, or maybe to the minimum, I could have been just died in jail. So I got to Nairobi, I got protection straight away by UNHCR. Fortunately, my uncle has been living in Australia. He sponsored me, and that made easy for me to travel to Australia.
Fish telah membangun kehidupan baru di sini dan menikah dengan rekannya di Monash Medical Center. Dan dia bersyukur dapat membesarkan kedua anaknya di sini.
Living in Australia is heaven on earth. You are protected everywhere you go. You're safe day and night, 24/7.
Fish juga membimbing kaula muda Oromo dan pendatang baru lainnya. Namun pemikiran tentang konflik yang sedang berlangsung di tanah airnya tidak pernah hilang begitu saja.
There's a lot of refugees from Ethiopia to neighboring country, and there's no hope. Some of them are just dying because of the disease or malnutrition.
Perhatian dan kepeduliannya terhadap orang lain menjadikan Fish sebagai aset berharga dalam perawatan intensif. Demikian kata manajer Adrian Pendry.
I'm so proud of him. It's incredible to listen to his stories and what he's achieved coming from a background such as his, and he gets on with his work and is sort of quietly achieving all these impressive things, as well as, you know, raising a family and being involved in the broader community. It's a credit to him and his resilience and passion, obviously, for the work that he's doing and a willingness to help improve people's lives.
Saat Fish mendekati tahun ke-20 di Monash Health, dia bermimpi suatu hari nanti suku Oromo di Ethiopia juga akan menemukan kedamaian.
Just to live as a human being, just to live freely. They can work, they can do anything, just freedom.
Hanya untuk hidup sebagai manusia. Hanya untuk hidup bebas. Mereka dapat bekerja, mereka dapat melakukan apa saja. Hanya kebebasan yang diharapkan. Nah, kisah tersebut ditulis oleh Sandra Fulon untuk SBS News, dirangkum oleh Sri Din untuk SBS Audio, program Bahasa Indonesia. Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.